Welcome to Behavior Strategies for Class. I am Diane Bachman, your behavior paraprofessional with over 15 years of experience working in special education. And I'm so glad you're here because I'll be teaching you about social-emotional learning, behavior strategies, trauma-informed care, and more. So if you are tired of being frustrated and not knowing what to do with your students who have challenging and disruptive behavior, you're in the right place. Now, if you're ready to become more equipped to help your students learn and grow, let's listen in to today's episode. How can you continue to inspire excellence in your students? How can you continue to motivate them to want to do their best, to want to succeed in your classroom? Well, today, that is what we're going to talk about, and I will give you some ways that I have found to be verified that they work, and they do make a difference in motivating your students to want to do their best. Now, before we get started, please leave a review wherever you are listening, especially Apple Podcasts. I would love to hear from you there. And don't forget also to hit that subscribe button. Now, also, if you're following me, you're going to know that I had to reschedule my free Transform Your Student Behavior Workshop. And that is going to be March 25th through the 27th at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. You check out the show notes. The link is there to register. And so I hope to see you there as we continue to learn and use those approved and research evidence-based strategies to help your students transform and improve their behavior. Now, some of the ways we have inspired our students for excellence and to do better is being able to offer them choices. And when you're able to offer them choices, that gives them a voice, that gives them some control, and it gives them really kind of a buy-in to what they're supposed to be doing, to what they're learning. And of course, I know that isn't always ideal in what you're teaching, but if you are able, and now I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, to give your students a choice, that helps them, like I said, gives them a buy-in. It self-motivates them to want to do their best. And so we have seen, even just in when our students come in for a break, we give them a choice. Do you want to do this or do you want to do that? Now, the time limit is still the same, but what they actually do for a break is up to them. It's their choice. Sometimes they have to work in our classroom and they may have a test they need to finish, or they have some math worksheets that need to be done. And so we give them a choice. Do you want to start on your math test first, or do you want to start on your math worksheet first? And these are just little things, but that just gives them, again, a buy-in, a control of themselves and how they can work and how they can succeed. Another way we inspire them is by celebrating those wins. And it's usually like the end of the day on our point sheet. Did they earn their goal? Did they use a behavior strategy that worked for them when they got frustrated? Maybe it's throughout the day when you see somebody, I don't know, maybe push that student. And, you know, our student will just turn around and look at them and then go about their way. Whereas before, of course, they're going to push back and push back even harder, you know, or push somebody else who was there, you know. So those are little wins that we celebrate really on a daily basis. And like one of the teachers I work with, she's always like, I'm going to catch you doing something great. And I love that because even though we need to redirect or make them sit out for a certain amount of time at recess or whatever it is, like we still will be like, I know next time you're going to do better, or next time you could do this. And so, but we celebrate those wins, in that maybe sometimes they never wanted to go in a timeout, or they never wanted to be redirected, or they're yelling at you no the whole time. But now, you know, now they're like, you know, they may not respond, but they'll go and do what you've asked them to do. And those are wins. Like, we take every single little win we can get, and we try and celebrate that as the day goes. So those are a couple ways that we have inspired our students, giving them choices and a voice, celebrating those wins. So some ways that you can inspire excellence is that student motivation, like I was saying earlier, being able to give them a choice. If you're able to, depending on what it is you're teaching, how your schedule is, and all of those things, I know make a difference on whether or not you're able to do this. But if you are, and again, those could be little choices. Those even could be like, do you want to use your colored pencils or your colored pens? Just giving them those little things, you know what I mean? Or if they want to go in the cozy corner, quiet corner, or just sit at their desk and read. I mean, those are little things, but it gives them ownership of their behavior, ownership of their choices, by giving them the ability to make a choice. So second, again, I got ahead of myself, is celebrating those wins. It boosts their belief in themselves, because you're reminding them, like, dude, you got this right. Like, earlier you made this choice and you followed through and you pushed through and you finished your work on time. We can do it again today. Like, you're able to do that again today. Let's see how much further you can go. You know, or like I said, a lot of sometimes it's recess time, and all those, you know, social dynamics, and, you know, they're just being kids. But obviously, to turn around and punch somebody because he started it first, you know, still gets you in trouble. So what could we do next time? What other choices could you make? And allowing them to come up with the answer. Because I know we want to help them, and of course we know the answer that we think would be better, but even just giving them that ability to think through, like, what do you think would have been a better choice? Again, it gives them that ownership, that self-motivation, and it boosts the belief in themselves that they can do it. Another way to inspire excellence is teaching with enthusiasm. Now, I know, I get it. Like, there's definitely days you're not feeling it and everyone is making you crazy. And especially now, like, we're near spring break. Everybody's done. Everybody's ready for spring break. But at least if you could push through and show some enthusiasm that you're still there, you still are helping them learn, smile, show some joy in what you're doing. I know it's hard because you probably feel like you're putting out fires like every 5 seconds that you turn around. And granted, we just have to remember, like, these are kids. And of course, I'm speaking from elementary. That's where I work. That's where I've been. Elementary school. And so, like, they're never gonna sit 100% quiet for you, like, for 20 minutes. Like, that's, we all know that's not gonna happen. Unless there's a movie on, right? And even then. But teaching with enthusiasm inspires them to want to learn, because they wanna see that you're enjoying yourself. They want to see that learning can be exciting, that learning can be enjoyable, really just enjoyable. For them to see that you are enjoying yourself, you are happy you're there. Even though it's stressful, you're exhausted, you have 5 million other things as well going through your head, but you're there and you put a smile on and they feel that. And that, when you show that enthusiasm or that enjoyment, that inspires them. And of course, they may not ever tell you that, but you do inspire them. Because again, your attitude affects the whole room. So I would encourage you to be enthusiastic as much as possible. Another way to inspire excellence is acknowledging and learning from their mistakes and failures, like showing them it's okay. And this really is kind of a new concept per se, because, you know, back in the day when I was in school, we never talked about that. We never really said, you know what, embrace those failures, those mistakes, learn from them and keep going. We never talked about that. Where now I feel like it is definitely talked a lot more, and teachers are just saying, you know what, you made a mistake. Okay, so what did you do wrong here? And just embracing that and being able to learn from it. Because, you know, in every area, in everything that we're doing, we are learning, we are growing. Unless we stay stuck on those mistakes. And I have seen some students who do get stuck. And it's a self-negative talk. And it just plays and rewinds and replays again and again. And obviously we can't control that, but we can control as much as possible while they're in school and getting them to see, you know what, you made a mistake, or, you know, maybe this experiment didn't work, it failed. Okay, so what can we do differently next time? Do you think that would help it? Or how are we going to learn from what we just did? So many teachers I see now really embrace that. And I think that's amazing because obviously, you know, in life, we're going to make lots of mistakes. We're going to fail at many things. But every day we get back up and keep going. And we want to inspire them to do the same. And that, I think, is that relationship with your students. When you can say, you know what, guys, like I failed at whatever it was that you had to get ready. Or like I said, I failed at being prepared for my workshop at the initial time that I said we were going to do it. But instead of like just canceling it, being done, like forget it, you know, I rescheduled. And so I'll push through and get what I need to get done so that I am prepared for when that time comes. You know, so it's learning and growing and embracing those mistakes and those failures that inspire them to keep going. And then the last thing is kind of an easy way to inspire excellence. And honestly, it's those inspiring quotes. A lot of teachers have posters, sayings around in their room, on their doors. And I think those really are encouraging. One class that I worked in before, fifth grade class, she would have a daily quote on the board every morning. And then every morning, students did their journaling, and sometimes they used that quote to start their journaling. Or sometimes it just inspired them, and then they wrote about whatever it is they wanted to. But those little things of offering quotes and sayings and things like that around your room, they do make a difference. And your students do notice them. And it's just getting in their minds and helping them to reboot their mindset to know that they can do good things. They can do hard things. That's a good one too. So, side note, some of my references was edweek.org for some of this information. And I just want to continue to inspire you to continue to push yourself to be the best teacher and educator that you can, because every day you are pouring into lives, into the future. And so just to recap, ways that you can inspire excellence is student motivation, giving them a choice when possible, celebrating their wins that boost their belief in themselves, teaching with enthusiasm, enjoying it, acknowledging, embracing mistakes and failures, and then showing inspiring quotes daily or posters in your room. These are great ways to inspire excellence for your students. And as you continue to inspire excellence, it will make a difference in their behavior as well. Because again, you're setting the tone for your class, and your students feel that each and every day. So I encourage you to smile at your students every day. Greet them with a smile every day. And before we go, please don't forget to check the show notes. Register for the free workshop of transforming your student behaviors. And if you get tired, learn to rest, not quit. That is a quote from Bansky. Another saying I saw was, mistakes are meant for learning, not repeating. And granted, sometimes I know we do make the same mistakes again, but hopefully we are learning each time from them, maybe something new. So I just want to say thanks again, and you guys are doing great, and your students need you to keep going. I mean, we're going to get to the end. Spring break is right around the corner. You got this. Thanks so much for listening. Hit that subscribe button, and I will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. I truly appreciate your support. And if I have encouraged you, motivated you to continue to learn, to support your students, even better, to help them strive in your classroom, please leave a review, hit that subscribe button so that others can see they can learn and grow here as well. Thank you.